The Morrill Fire in western Nebraska has burned over 572,000 acres, started by a down power pole and line in gusty winds. Hi, I'm Susan Littlefield with the American Ag Network. Laura Field joins us today. She is the Executive Vice President of Nebraska Cattlemen as we talk more about the fire and the conversations she's been having with folks out west.
Yeah, we're hearing from people all across the state. You know, last Thursday night, we started getting messages saying, hey, this is going on. And I think at that point, it was really the Morrill Fire that was burning. And as we looked at the path it was taking, I mean, as we've said to lots of our friends who've called about helping and being supportive, I mean, you couldn't ask for an area that, I mean, that's cattle country. There is so much out there. But between that fire and then the Cottonwood Fire that's across Lincoln, Dawson, and Frontier counties, I mean, that's a lot of cattle feeders in there. And so we know that people have been evacuated. They've been able to come back home. And so I think with the reality that they're still burning, and this is, now been officially declared the largest wildfire in the state's history, there's still so much information to gather, but we know the situation is tough out there as people are still kind of surveying what's going on and trying to stay safe in the middle of an active fire.
What are things that are happening at this point? I think from somebody who maybe hasn't been around a wildfire, it's not like you can just pick up the cattle and move them. Talk about the workings that these ranchers have done coming together to get cattle moved. And then all the social media posts saying, hey, I've got room for 50 cows. I've got room for 150 cows. It just it makes my heart warm, I guess, to see so many
Absolutely.
People stepping up.
Yeah, it's one of those things where as hard as it is to think about the disaster looming, it is really a time where we see the absolute best in the agriculture community, people coming together to help each other, set aside differences, and really just keep each other safe. You know, it's calving season out in that part of the state. So many people have started calving later to avoid the harsh winters. And so a lot of people have their cows in close, which is a blessing sometimes and a difficulty. If they're all together, they can move them quicker. However, if they're in a place where a fire's headed, to get them moved quickly can be challenging too. But it's a time where people are working on things. You know, the biggest challenge I think with this fire is the amount of grass that's burning in it. You know, these are summer pastures that a lot of these ranchers were gonna turn out on in the summer. And we know fire is a great tool to grow back healthy landscapes, but right now these are their summer pastures that are going to be gone. And so with the number of cattle that are in that part of the state, I think this is what the biggest challenge people are thinking about right now is, where are we going to go? What are we going to do? And at the same time, our phone, especially at Nebraska Cattlemen, and I know all across the state, have been ringing saying, we've got trucks loaded. We're ready to send supplies. We're ready to send hay. Many ranchers have put up websites to say, here are drop spots. Here's what we're doing. Call this person. We can help. We can get things to you. And, I think one of the things that we are really trying to remind people, probably the most important thing for them to do other than staying safe right now, is to document things as they go. People need to be taking pictures. They need to be saving receipts. We know that ranchers can't just wait for a payment to go fix their fence. They've got to get those fences back up. They've got to get cattle back in a place where they're safe. You know, they're going to need water. They're going to need hay. And so we want to make sure people are keeping track of those things. We have sent out some guidelines that USDA have put out through FSA, but we also are launching our disaster fund today and accepting monetary donations there, which we will have a process for people to apply. And all we ask when they start applying for relief payments are, have your documents, have your receipts, have those pictures, have aerial maps if you've got them, anything that you can have. So again, those are things that in the emotional moments of these fires, not everybody thinks about. So just trying to remind people to do that as they're also staying safe and protecting themselves and their livestock.
Where can somebody go that wants to make a monetary donation or might say, hey, I've got hay, I've got fencing, I've got manpower? Is there a spot within the website for Nebraska Cattlemen they can go to?
We will have that up today. I'm working with my team to get everything put together. By this afternoon, we are going to have a link up. We're going to have clickable spots where you can click to both make a donation. You can click to find resources. You know, there are some out there right now. And that's the other thing I would caution. I've even noticed as I've been looking at posts, people will say these are credible sources. Sometimes it's a little nerve-wracking to think people could try to benefit off people's pain, but not every organization or every link out there might be a good one. You know, we have a 501c3, our Nebraska Cattlemen Disaster Relief Fund. But in addition to that, we are going to be working with our membership team out in the country, and we're going to be trying to put all those resources in one place. I know the Nebraska Department of Agriculture is working on that and coordinating with them, trying to stay in touch with them and the Nebraska Emergency Management Association. So we're going to try to really pump our information out there to as many places that will post it. We will share other things that we're seeing and hearing from members, but gosh, I just can't even tell you the number of people that have called from as far away so far as Florida, even folks in Kansas that have had their own challenges to say, we've got trucks loaded, we've got people ready to help. And so we're going to do our best to put as much of that in one place as possible. And we'll have a link on the front page of our website where people can go to get more information.
And really, collaboration is happening across agencies and livestock and agricultural organizations within the state.
Yes, for sure. And I think that's another thing that really just reminds us of how fortunate we are to work in such a tremendous industry. Even from, you know, volunteer firefighters, and there have been some federal teams come in. There's a Rocky Mountain fire crew that came in last night. And, you know, and I think in many places I've seen this morning, I mean, you're talking about over 700,000 acres, and some people are talking about it as the fire that was. I mean, it's still very active. And so to think, you know, those local volunteer firefighters are coordinating with these national teams and with other, you know, Omaha and Lincoln have sent fire teams out, and just things that really are beneficial, because nobody's worrying right now about who gets the credit and who's the one who's getting their name on the front of the page. It's just, let's do everything we can to make sure that, you know, even from the sense of I saw last night, people are talking about needing eye drops and you know, goggles and lotion and things for dry skin. And I just think, gosh, dropping off a box of stuff at your local co-op or something, what a tremendous thing for people to be able to do to help.
At this point, and it's still so early in this fire process, what is the mental health right now? What are things that we can do? Is there something, or I know that you guys have got, like you said, boots on the ground. There's a lot that these ranchers are having to go through. And I think it's getting pushed to the background.
Yes, I think that is something that is going to be a challenge today, but it's going to be a challenge a month and 6 months from now. We are going to include that in our resources. I saw that yesterday as well. There's multiple hotlines out there especially for agricultural folks that are really feeling some strain and challenge. There is nothing to be ashamed of in reaching out for help. These are difficult, difficult times. People's livelihood, their animals that are just as much a part of their family, but even their family members. I know, you know, so far we know there's been one confirmed death in this fire. That community is reeling from that situation, a beloved member of the community. So we are encouraging people, again, there is nothing to be ashamed of in asking for help. So we want to make sure we amplify those resources, because I think they are just as important as hay and water. People really, we are hoping, will take care of themselves. And we will do our part to share that and make sure that people know where those resources are. It's a phone call away. And I know that, you know, we've had lots of conversations about how we are concerned about those impacted. But even the firefighters who have been fighting this fire since Thursday, they're exhausted. They're taking care of their families. They're taking care of their livestock. Many of them have been in the path of the fires. And so everybody is going to need some support through this. And so please, please take care of yourselves, and we'll make sure those resources are front and center. Again, just as important as a permit being waived to haul hay, people need to take care of themselves.
And just to reiterate at this point, we don't have numbers. We have acre numbers, but that's about it. We don't know, you know, dollar value. We don't know livestock lost, buildings lost, homes lost. That's all a work in process as well.
That's true. And I've been very careful and cautioned our team as we've been putting out information. There's no point in guessing on any of that. Those numbers are going to come. You know, I know one of the things I heard yesterday is some people starting to think about when you're talking about that many acres that have burned, and you think about the stocking rate of cattle, it's a pretty daunting number to think of how much pasture is being lost, that, you know, how many cattle that will would feed and have those cattle on that ground grazing. So, you know, I think people are starting to kind of work on that math, but you're correct. We've heard plenty of stories about buildings burning and things like that, but we just don't know those numbers. And I think until we do, there's nothing to stop the help efforts and relief efforts, because those things are going to come. But for right now, I think making sure we're taking care of the people and getting as many resources out in front of them as possible is the key.
Anything else you want to add?
I don't think so. Just appreciate all of those who are sending their best towards Nebraska. We are certainly sending a lot of prayers for the people, the first responders, and we're going to do our part to get everything front and center. Listeners are welcome to call our office in Lincoln if they want to, you know, give us any information they have or share a contact. We are going to work to compile those. So we are here to help, and we stand ready to, and certainly appreciate the time to share these messages with you this morning.
Joining me today, Laura Field. Laura is the Executive Vice President of the Nebraska Cattlemen. More information will be found when you go to NebraskaCattlemen.org, and they will have all the resource information available. I'm Susan Littlefield reporting.